Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Showcase a hell of a project. It's called Your Worst Nightmare. I'm talking about one and only Mr. G and Max 17. They're on the show tonight. We're going to play three bangers. This is a must, man. Before you even listen to these songs, I want you to get ready to buy this shit. Go to Amazon, go wherever you get music, and because you're going to want it. Just from the three songs that I already heard, I'm loving it. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's get into the show so you guys can hear it. Make that judgment for yourselves, but I'm telling you, you're going to want to buy this project. Max 17, Mr. G, how are you guys?
It's good. What's going on? Doing good. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing lovely, man. This pandemic is winding down a little bit, you know, and it's got to be good for you guys because as artists, now you can go about freely and do what you need to do to promote your music.
Definitely.
Most definitely. Yeah. What's it been like? This is for both of you guys. What's it been like this last year and a half, not being able to do shows and as artists? You know what I'm saying? It's this is your lifeblood.
I'll let Matt go first. I was going to let you go first, man. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate you. But,
of course,
man, it's been hell, man, to be honest. It's been hell. Like, we was just getting ready to, like, take off and do some extra things out of town and, you know, just spread the hustle a little further and then, boom, you know, hit with that mayhem that nobody wanted to go through.
Yeah, absolutely. How
we definitely had a lot of things in the work. We had a lot of things in the works, you know what I mean, that just kind of got, we just got blindsided by this whole pandemic, man. Like Mac was saying, we had a bunch of shows lined up. We was about to, you know, open up for some, you know, for some bigger names. And man, I didn't even get a chance to walk the stage when I graduated. You know what I'm saying? Last year, you know, for Sac State, it was a mess in like in a few ways. You know, not even just music wise, but you know, personally, you know.
Congratulations on that, though. That's a huge accomplishment. I know your mom's got to be proud of that. Your whole family.
Oh, yeah, Mama G, definitely. Yeah, Mom's, Nana, man, Aunt, man, everybody, man. Everybody was proud. And thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. saying, what are you going to do in the future? You know what I'm saying? I know you're going to be doing music for life because you're an artist, but now you got this degree. Are you going to go right into that field? Or are you already in that field?
Well, yeah, you know, I figure since I'll be schooling fools on the mic, you know what I'm saying, I figure I take my, you know, education and educate others, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's definitely the plan as well. And plus, it works good with the music, and I can still do my shows, and you know what I mean? It just works for me. You know, it just works for me. You know,
yeah.
I got the summers if I need it, you know, holidays, weekend. You know, it's just convenient for the field that I want to be in.
Man, well, hats off to you, brother. Sacramento, there must be something over there in the water because first degree, the DE, he's a teacher as well. Shout out to him.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. My brother's a teacher. He's been a teacher for about 25 years. It's a great thing to be able to educate people because you know you're instilling knowledge, informational wealth in their minds. Max 17, I want to ask you, where are you from? Sacramento too, or are you from the Bay?
No, I'm from Sacramento, sir.
Oh, you're from Sacramento as well. When did you and Mr. G start collaborating?
Me and Mr. G first started collaborating, man, 2015, around 2016. I had a project I was working on, and I was like, I hooked up with Emo. Emo was like, man, I got somebody that is hot right now, and I was like, let me hear him. And I heard him, and I was like, yes, I need him on my shit. So we got that, you know, that was on the Boiling Point project, and that was pushing to the extreme. We did that live one time, and the vibe we got from that was like, you know, y'all dope together. You know, y'all got some more. And it's like, nah, that was it. Like, no, we need to work together.
Yeah, you know,
that
yeah.
was that.
This has been something that has been in the works for a minute because, you know, this project here, like I said, people really need to check it out. It's real fucking hard. I mean, it's killing what's out right now. I mean, it's hardcore shit. Was that your intention to do a real, like almost like a horrorcore type project?
It's funny. Somebody else, we got a review done, and it was like, and they labeled it like it was like a horrorcore. Really, no, you know. I mean, I feel like just coming from Sacramento and just those roots, you know what I mean? I think it kind of just bled. Yeah, it kind of just bled out through the music and, you know, just those connections we got with, you know, D-Dub and, you know, Lil Six and, you know, being a fan of, you know, Twisted Insane and just, you know, I mean, just those Sacramento roots, man. I feel like it just kind of came out. And so you just got that hard vibe from it, you know what I mean? But I'll say for me, that wasn't even the intention at all. But, yeah, I think it just
no.
came through.
That wasn't our intentions at all. We were just trying to make a project that was harder than the project that we've done already, something different that, you know, the people would love because they was asking for us to come together. So it's like, if we come together, man, we got to make sure that when we do this, we do it right. We don't want to be half-stepping. So we selected the beats. We put out the word, you know, the producers got at us. We selected the beats, you know, and the rest was history.
Did Emo do any production on this?
Nope.
No, he did not. But he did mix and master it, though. He mixed and mastered the project.
He did mix and master it. He put his foot in that. And that was, like, one of the best things we, you know, like, next to the album cover itself, when we got that mix back, it was like, oh, yes. It's over.
That sound. Definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, let's give them some of that sound right now, man. Get your weed ready for this one here, man. We got this smoke. Tell us about this one, fellas.
Well, we got smoke. You know, really, it's done by a duo out of Denver, Slaptism Beats. You know what I'm saying? And really, you know, we just talking about, you know what I mean? You don't really want no smoke. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving my my take on how, you know, I'm talking about how I'm the smoke, kind of like choking out the MCs, and you know, and Mac giving his perspective of how he's the dope smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? We just talking about, you know what I'm saying? Don't want no smoke. Period. You
horrible.
Know what I'm saying? Especially
period.
When we on the mic. Definitely.
Hell yeah. Well, this is Mr. G-Mac 17 Smoke off your worst nightmare. Like I said, please go get that support. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
What the business is, it's your boy Albie's for season. I'm rocking with my dude, with DJ Navigator, right now. Slap this beef.
Drop his beef, baby.
I know it's hard to breathe when you feel it in your lungs, feeling like they're about to collapse before the song is done. The smoke, it fills the room, no matter how hard you try to run. You know you can't escape when them particles in that carbon come. You thought that it was fun, but now you coughing and you sneezing. Now they call you Latunchi because you getting wheezy. The fireman, I don't even know if he could save you. Gagging for your breath while you're trying to reach for your inhaler. The type of smoke I have you hooked up to ventilators. Me pray to Jah someone can save you before you go up like escalators. But this could put you down like elevator, or vice versa, see you later. All of these little babies should be in incubators. See, all these folks like to gloat, but they come up short. And then they start to lose hope with fumes up in their throat. You ask about me, they probably tell you I do the most. No, it ain't no joke. They don't really want no smoke. When they feel it, probably gonna choke. When they catch you with it, sip the dope. They don't really want no smoke. Wrapping tight around your throat, put you down while you tryna stay afloat. They don't really want no smoke. When they feel it, probably gonna choke. When they catch you with it, sip the dope. They don't really want no smoke. Wrapping tight around your throat, put you down while you tryna stay afloat. They don't really want no smoke.
I got them lined up just to get a hit of me. Pay the tax plus the fee. Now brag to your family, your friends. Top shelf through 64 to win. Mix me with the handy hit, I even go great with gin. Break me down and roll me up, now inhale deeply. Mr. Ripley can't believe how good I taste. It's time to face the facts. You need to relax and I got just what you need. Trust me, let me fill your lungs with the smoke. It's time to choke, do it again. Don't be still, you passing through a friend. Brag about my prime, let it the way I was grown. Damn, I got you in the zone, don't I? This is what I call a body high. Just a dealer, don't try to move too fast. Puff a pass, bend the golden rule. Only a fool think he cool enough to break the rules, babysitter. I can make you rich, just dig a ditch and plant my seeds. Raise them up properly and give
them
all
really
praise to me.
They don't really want no smoke. When they feel it, probably gonna choke. When they catch you with it, sip the dope. They don't really want no smoke. Wrapping tight around your throat, put you down while you tryna stay afloat. They don't really want no smoke. When they feel it, probably gonna choke. When they catch you with it, sip the dope. They don't really want no smoke. Wrapping tight around your throat, put you down while you tryna stay afloat. They don't really want no smoke.
Nightmare, Mr. G-Mac 17. That's the first one we're going to give you guys tonight. That right there, very well put together. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, metaphorical. You know what I'm saying? And of course, the bars are always A1. Mac 17, how important is it for you, you know what I'm saying, to be on your A-game with lyrics in an era where lyrics are really not that important by mainstream standards? Yeah, we're underground here, so fuck the lamestream, you know, but how important is it for you to be lyrical?
Man, it's very important. It's like, it's the most important part. It's like, I don't know how to, you know, make one of those songs to dumb down for, you know, those who like to, you know, it's just hard for me to do that. It's like, man, I can't,
yeah.
I don't know how. The lyrics have to be there. It has to have content. It has to have, you know what I'm saying, subject, you know what I mean? If there isn't that, then what am I talking about? You know what I mean? But it's very important.
Absolutely. When you were coming up, you know what I'm saying, was there, like, a lot of competition? And, I mean, you really had to be sharp with that shit at that time.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Sacramento was so diverse and artists, you know, it's like an ocean of artists out here. So in order to, you know, compete with them, you got to have lyrics. You got to have substance. If not, then, you know, they're going to go ahead and pass up your stuff for, you know, saying the next best thing, you know. So whether it's talking about, you know, saying life or talking about death, you know what I mean? You got to have some type of substance. You know what I mean? Even if I'm partying, the party's got to be going somewhere. You know what I mean? So it's real important, man. And competition, I really don't, you know what I'm saying, pay attention to. I really don't see nobody, you know what I mean, in my lane like that. You know what I mean? So I just be doing me and enjoying doing me at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. Mr. G, you mentioned Twisted Insane. We're going to go to a song he has here in a little bit. With you guys. You guys got him featured on Slippin'. What's it like working with him?
Oh, man. You know, that's one of the worldwide choppers, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I felt like, you know, I remember telling you when I was on the show for the GWO project, I didn't want to say too much, but I was saying all I could say was this ain't the last time you're going to see us at, you know, on a track together, and lo and behold, you know.
That's what you were talking about.
Yes, sir. It was, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I was able to keep my word. So him, myself, and Mac, you know, did something. But it's dope. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like now that I knew what I was really, really working with, I was like, okay, I got to make sure, you feel me? I mean, I felt like I was doing my thing before, but it made me really sharpen my, you know, steel sharpen steel. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know, it's one of the worldwide choppers, but it's dope. You know, I feel like he's you know, anytime I've reached out, you know, he's always been cool, been on time, didn't have to chase him down. You know what I mean? Good businessman. You know, a lot of respect for Twisted Insane. You know, he getting it out the mud. So, you know, salute to him and the whole Brain Sick Music.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like you said, worldwide choppers. Both you guys can speed it up, too. You know, that's definitely part of your arsenal. You know, I think it's you got to have as many different styles as you can, you know, to make your game more complete, you know, so you can appeal to more people. Are you guys going to hit the road for this project, do any touring?
Man, that's definitely what we have in the plans, man, most definitely. Now that the states and the cities have opened up, man, we're trying to go. We're trying to hit anything moving. We got a show next Friday, as a matter of fact, you know what I mean? Little birthday bash, man. We're trying to hit that. And then in August 13th, we got another one. It's like up in Nevada City. So, yeah, we on the road. We going.
Oh, hell yeah, hell yeah. That sense of normalcy, you know, coming back a little bit, you know. And I just saw the homie Ishan talking about he's doing his first show since 2019. And, you know, it's good to see people be able to do that because, I mean, that's part of what you guys live for is to meet your fans, the people that appreciate your music, you know.
Yes.
I take it you guys got physical copies on deck.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Got
to keep the hard copies. Yes, sir. And, you know, I'm glad that you said that, man, because a lot of people – don't understand, like, you know, I always tell people, I don't care if you have a CD player or not, because even when somebody gives me their CD, I might not pop it in, but I'm going to stream it, though. I will stream it myself. I'm not going to lie. But the CD, the physical copy, is the business card, and that's what I tell people. This is my business card. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I can't be shouting that at a show, yeah, stream my album, and trying to spell it $MI$G. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So that way, you got the imagery, you got the track list, you have it in your hand, you can see it. Even if it's sitting in your car, somebody else going to see it. You know, it's the flyer, it's the business card. You know what I'm saying? And then if you see it online, yeah, exactly. And then if you see it online, you'll be like, oh, I got that CD. I remember Spurgate, you know. So, yeah, the physical copies are still important. I'm not going to let the new, whatever new going on, just, you know, it's just, yeah. Definitely need
them. And plus, usually the people that buy them will post them, you know, online and tag you in it, and that promotes it to more people, too. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, the collectors, you know, they love that.
Definitely. For sure.
Yeah, no, I already have sent it out to Belgium. I sent it out to Arizona. I mean, the hard copy is, you know, something that people like to have because it's like a physical thing that they could say that I got from the artist, you know. So I most definitely, or should I say, we most definitely needed to have those in hand and on deck when the album drops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. There, people are still buying vinyl and tapes. If that wasn't so expensive, I'd do my compilation like that. But, man, it's so expensive to get the wax going. It's crazy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
CDs, you know, why not? Like you said, it's a business card. Let's give them this one here with Twisted Insane. This is Slipping. Kind of intro this one for us. Let everybody know about it.
Go ahead, if you want. Oh, Go ahead.
Twisted Insane. Max 17, Mr. G. Twisted Insane, you don't want to get caught slipping, man, because if you do, you might end up missing.
You did. Believe that.
Mr. G going in.
You been well aware that we coming with nothing but heat. We on the creek, see them slipping. Now they body leaking on the ground, tweaking and twitching. Completed mission, got a wishing that they never crossed our paths. It's a bloodbath, we on one. Don't you dare laugh or you'll be next. Called up with a lyrical hex. Through the doors with the names of our haters on them. We plan for keeps, they don't creeping away. Cut off their legs, they're ready to day. Already prepared as a shallow grave. You done lost your mind if you think we gon' let you get away. In hell, it must be a cold day. I've been this way, this ain't nothing new. Here we come for you, what you gonna do? You ain't got a clue. Get your wind blue, try to tell ya. That's better off boxing with God. Survival is slim, survival is grim. Now you straight trippin', cause you know there ain't no getting away. We here to stay, not here to play. Call it your last day, there's no escape. You're about to deserve your service. Got them all nervous, cause we got a different purpose. Time to set the record straight. There ain't no getting away, there's nothing to say. Once you been caught slipping,
you been caught slipping. You should've listened to him, pay attention. Now I gotta hit him like an exorcism in a new dimension. Look at how a nigga hit him.
Straight. Got you running for your life. In the middle of the night, screaming for help, but there's none in sight.
You been caught slipping. You should've listened to him, pay attention. Now I gotta hit him like an exorcism in a new dimension. Look at how a nigga hit him.
Straight. Got you running for your life. In the middle of the night, screaming for help, but there's none in sight.
Everybody thinking it's a game. Better get it right if you be speaking on my name. A nigga didn't really wanna do it, but the nigga kept a talker, so you know I had to hit him in the brain. Keep a coming with it, keep delivering the flame. Thought it was a joke, now I gotta make him hang. All I know is that you better stay up in your lane. If I'm ever going out, you know I'm going with a bang. I don't really give what they be making me most stressed. Now I gotta flip a strip and make this thing grotesque. Talk hella much, I'm about to leave you with no rest. You ever see me do it, make sure you don't confess. Coming at you from the right or left, cause I'm not taking less. You better show respect. Something like a tech, I'm finna hit your flex. So protect your neck if we could show a dress. Never been a threat and tripping up your set because I've been the best. So don't be trying to flex. Or you getting flexed, I'm thinking you a vet. You can bet you wanna step up next. Probably something you don't wanna do. Or your homie talking, well he gon' get it too. Thinking you a factor, everybody like who? Or you really be about it? Well let me show you. No, I'm not having it. Been far from average. All of my homies are savages, battling any antagonist. Thinking that I am a pacifist advocate. Know that I'm damaging. Got you all leaning and tipping. Just like the cup, all these niggas be dipping. Some homies are pyro, they blooded, they crippin'. Don't make me send the word, cause they'll catch you tripping. Caught slipping. You should've listened to him, pay attention. Now I gotta hit him like an exorcism in a new dimension. Look at how a nigga hit him.
Straight. Got you running for your life. In the middle of the night, screaming for help, but there's none in sight.
You been caught slipping. You should've listened to him, pay attention. Now I gotta hit him like an exorcism in a new dimension. Look at how a nigga hit him.
Straight. Got you running for your life. In the middle of the night, screaming for help, but there's none in sight.
Walk up in your living room, I'm bringing doom. Where you going? Ain't no running, you gon' feel the boom. Into my dimension, nobody that I feel the mention. I don't wanna hear you bitchin', now you wishing me to doom. Never Peter, never helped me, I was sick. Talking to myself when I was laying in my room on the floor. Now I ain't never had a bed as a kid. I was running through the belly, get the piece, I got my feet on gold. Promise I'ma catch them all slipping. Pull up on them with the heat, I mean them raw tripping. Pull away and I'ma leave a scene all victim. Back up in the kitchen, grenadine all slipping. Niggas know I'm on 1, 2, 3 into the four. Where the fuck you headed, homie? You know where to go. You ready? You don't think I'll put the butter in your throat. Ain't nobody taking you for real, man, you a joke. Caught him slipping, then I brought him to rap. Always bitchin', get the shot with the Mac. Hit the sewage, then I followed the rap. Took manure, then I shot with a splat. Try to shoot me down, but I prank. 2:30 in the morning, waiting for you in the dark. I know we burnt the graveyard shit, finna play hard with. The heat I make the millimeters spark. Telling me to go on, nigga, but you don't gon' get you. Set up in the box, but I blow on switches. Man down, no one give up.
fuck about that nigga, we gon' eat for dinner. I'ma get him when I see him all right. I don't ever listen when they tell me I'm tripped. I sit up in the parking lot and wait all night. It's murder on sight when I catch that slip.
You pick cars, flip it. You should've listened to you, pay attention. Now I gotta hit him like an exorcism in a new dimension. Look at how a nigga hit him.
Straight. Got you running for your life. In the middle of the night, screaming for help, but the gun in sight.
You pick cars, flip it. You should've listened to you, pay attention. Now I gotta hit him like an exorcism in a new dimension. Look at how a nigga hit him.
Straight. Got you running for your life. In the middle of the night, screaming for help, but the gun in sight.
Talk about every one of you guys just killed it. Of course, you guys always got skills, you know what I'm saying, and ability, but I mean, the three of you could do a fucking group project. You ever thought about something like that?
No, man. Don't. That would really be dope, you know. And I'm gonna say, you know, that's a track I'm especially proud of, you know what I'm saying, like just everybody on there killing it. It's, you know what I'm saying? I've been, you know, diving more into production, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, by, you know, like the beat, you know what I'm saying? And it was just something I'm really proud of, you know what I'm saying? But that would be dope, man. That would be dope, you know what I mean? For sure.
Oh yeah, that beat's sick, man. Real dope.
Thank
beat.
You, man. Appreciate
you know
it, man.
What I'm saying? No doubt. We gonna see more of the production from you in the future as well?
Definitely. I mean, I still like rapping over other people's beats. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm a creative person. So you know, I just don't want to limit myself to, just one thing. So you know, I've been, you know what I'm saying, with messing with the beats as like a teenager. But you know, I've just been focused more. So like also getting more sounds and just honing my skills more and just, you know, just trying to learn as much as I can. So yeah, definitely in the future. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, if you aren't convinced by now that your worst nightmare is a project you need to have in your collection, we got one more for you. But, man, you should be convinced already. Let's bring on the homie Sin from France. I know he's got a couple questions. Sin, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Mr. G. And
how you doing?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm at 17. Yeah, I'm fine. Can you tell us about this song, Listen Close? It was a deep song. Yeah.
Listen Close.
Oh, yeah. That was, what did you want to know about it? I'm sorry, you said, what did you want to know about it?
Oh, about the clips, the video, and as a reflection about death and all that,
It was really just it was just about a struggle between good and evil, which I feel like everybody goes through. You know what I mean? And going one way can lead to death. You know what I mean? We just incorporated it, you know, in the video. Mac, you want to go ahead and clarify some more?
Oh, man, yeah, no, you know, Listen Close is best, was like you said, based on the left and right hemispheres, you know, in the brain, based on life and death, the yin and the yang. It was like one of those that you could see and feel as you're listening to it, like, you know, the thoughts in the head were leading one down the pathway toward, you know, saying right or wrong, the choices, you know what I mean? So when we put it together,
It was like, man, we want to do something that is, you know, speaking to the people, you know, and letting them know that we are just like, we're not, you know, saying something superficial. You know, we too go through these struggles as well, you know what I mean? So I wrote about the struggles that, you know, saying I deal with, you know what I mean? He wrote about the struggles he deal with, and, you know, and the location that we chose was, like, pristine. So, you know, we like hanging out at the graveyards. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Mike Films, man.
Thank you very much
for bringing that to life,
man. He brought that to life, most definitely. Most definitely. He is a wizard with the camera, man. He's a wizard with the camera, I'm gonna say.
You guys always got good visuals, man. All the time.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
As production, Dixon Beta has an influence on your music. I mean, the sickness of Sacktown, you know. I think about a song like You Ain't Really. Can you tell us about this song? And,
oh, yeah.
Have you,
Beta.
The influence.
Did Funk Beta have an influence on you guys at all?
Yes, sir.
Funk Beta?
I mean, yeah. Yeah,
most definitely. He's a legend, man. But
one of the greats.
Definitely
one of the greats. Yeah, and
you know, and
shout out to Rouse Life, aka Local Star, on doing You Ain't Really.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he, you know what I'm saying?
Local
he did
Star
that. Also,
cool.
Yeah. Also, FON Check. You know. FON Check out of Oak Park, you know, Sacramento. You know what I'm saying? He got his, you know, he got, yeah, he got his family and nothing movement. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him for, you know, contributing to the verse. You know what I mean? Contributing the verse. You know, but yeah, definitely. And it's crazy. A lot of the producers we were messing with. I mean, I did make a few of the beats, but a lot of the people, or a few of the people, weren't even really like from Sac initially. Like Local Star, he's from Alaska for real. I mean, he's Sacramento for sure, but he's really from Alaska, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, like the people who did Smoke Slaptism Beats, they're from Denver, you know what I mean? So we're trying to
get a different,
you know, we just want a different sound as well, you know what I'm saying? Like, like also too, you know what I mean? But you can also hear the Sacramento influences like on there for sure. You know,
you can feel the slow of Sacktown, like Autopsy song of Sibo, or you mentioned Denver, yeah, right, because he has the same sickness like a Kitchen Crew or something, you know.
Yeah, because I'll tell you
yeah,
for sure, if you listen to the title track, the first song, Your Worst Nightmare, with D-Dub and Lil Six, produced by Devious One. Shout out to Devious One. He's out of Colorado as well, and he is West Coast, Colorado, but he shared his California, you know, he's letting me know California influences him, like, you know, he definitely was listening to Funk Beta, you know, he's told me that, you know, a few times as well, so, you know, so, yeah, you can hear it, even if they're not from Sac, you can hear it a little bit, and also, you know, hear their own little twist on it too, you know.
Yeah, and Sacktown have a unique sound for you. Write from for you this sound, this particular sound of Sacktown.
Mm.
Why Sacktown?
Yeah, where do you think it came from? This.
Yeah.
You know, Mac, go ahead, Mac. I'm gonna chime in. I have a couple ideas. But go ahead, Mac.
What was the question again?
Where do you think the sickness sound in Sacktown came from originally?
Yeah, right.
The original six, man, and Brother Lincoln. You know what I'm saying? Triple Six Sound definitely started it, you know what I'm saying? And Brother Lincoln, you know what I mean, really, you know, wrote that right there. That was their group.
Yeah.
They started their little shit, you know what I mean? Back in shit, the 80s, you know, late 80s, man. So, you know, that's where that came from, without a Elder Creek and, you know, Santa Barbara, you know.
I also feel like, you know, by Sacramento being in between the Bay and L.A., you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, like, it's like you got the hard-hitting, you know what I'm saying, like, mob base from the Bay, but then it's like you got, like, the gangster rap and the banging from, like, L.A. with the synths, you know what I'm saying? So it's like it just blends, you know what I mean? Then you got your own, and then, you know, Sacramento's usually been known for twisting words and chopping, so it's like, I feel like just being in between, you know, just being in California and being in between two meccas, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, like, you know, it just spawned something totally different, you know what I mean? And you can even hear it now, you know what I'm saying? You hear it now with different, you know, like newer rappers coming out. You can definitely hear the mob influence, you know what I mean? And that sound has even spread down to L.A. Like, I feel like I hear L.A. rappers, it sounds like they rapping on Bay beats, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's all California, no knock to them, but you can definitely hear the influence from up north now reaching down south, you know, where it was, you know, back in the day down south, I felt like influenced here up north. But, you know, it's definitely, you know, vice versa nowadays for sure.
Definitely. I'm saying you guys always had an influence. We were guys are trendsetters, you know. You guys always worked with the Midwest pretty closely too.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of various sounds because here in the Midwest we get it from everywhere. You know, like some of us are
right.
into the New York sound, some of us are into some of the down south,
yes.
but a lot of us were into the West Coast stuff. Now though, you know, what I'm saying you can't tell where anybody's from. But when I hear
right.
you guys' stuff, you guys always represent that dope West Coast sound. I know
yeah.
where you guys are from, you know, and I appreciate that as a fan because a lot of guys don't do that anymore.
Yeah, definitely appreciate that. And I feel like no matter what the beat is, you know, like we just got to bring us, you know what I'm saying? We just got to,
you know,
we got to bring us, you know, and it's hard because, you know, when you're fighting amongst all the bullshit, you know what I mean, that's coming out, it's like, you know, I had to tell somebody the other day, like, you know, I was like, look, I don't know how to rap off beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to make a song where I'm rapping off beat and talking about just nothing, you know, like, you know. But that's just me coming from the 90s, you know, just coming from, you know, being, you know, with the Pox and the Snoops and the Dre's and the Nas's and Jay-Z's and, you know what I mean? It's just like just watching those movements.
Yeah,
most definitely.
And even going Midwest with the Twisters and the Bone Thugs and the Tech Nines. I know I'm a huge Tech Nine fan. Like, funny you mentioned the Midwest. I'm a huge Tech Nine
most
fan.
Definitely.
So it's like, yeah.
Definitely super, super cold with the flow, with the lyrics.
Oh, crazy.
Same with Twister, of course, obviously. But then you got cats like Busta Rhymes. I mean, man, those guys are all just crazy. You know, but you guys hold your own with Twisted Insane. You know, he's one of the best to do it himself. He's right up there with the Tech Nines and the other guys, so, you know, props to you guys. I'll tell you what, we got one more song to go to, but I want to make sure to give you guys the floor. We'll go with you first, Mr. G. If you got any, like, projects coming up or any shout-outs or social media, and let everybody know.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, before I do that, another spitter. Shout-out to T-Rock out of Atlanta. Super huge fan of T-Rock, man. I want to work with T-Rock for sure because he's a killer on the mic. But as far as my handles, you know, you can follow me on Instagram, MISTUHGKWY, on my Snapchat, MISTUHGKWY, my Twitter, MISTUHGKWY, all the same. You know, we got Mac and I were supposed to be working on a album called 7 or an EP. You know, we have a title, like, I mean, we have the title, we don't have many tracks with the EP or album, but look out for 7, look out for Capital Business. I'm working on a couple projects. I'm kind of settled on the names. I'm not really sure yet. I'm not really settled on it, but just keep looking out for more music from Mr. G and Mac 17.
Absolutely. Yes, most definitely. Amazing. So, M-A-K, the number 7, T-E-E-N. You can find me on Instagram, the letter N, M-A-K, number 7, T-E-E-N, and Twitter. And you can find me on Facebook, too, underneath all those. Mac 17, that's project called My Time Is Now in the Works. I don't know when I'm going to drop that, though, but I got a couple singles from that I want to drop to keep people, you know what I'm saying, enticed in that and understanding of what's going on, to let them know that I ain't leaving, I ain't going nowhere, you know what I'm saying, like really my time is now. You're going to hear it in the production and in the lyrics. We got more stuff coming for you. It's Your Worst Nightmare project. We've got some more videos in the work. I'm about to head to the studio this weekend and go and work and do some work to get some stuff. I got a project with my homeboy Prentice P, man. Shout out to Prentice P. He wanted to do a record, so we're gonna do a record. Man, shout out to everybody that's tagged on the music family. That's a Facebook page that I put together with nothing but talented artists who have good music, you know what I mean? Good, great creation, you know what I mean? I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, you know what I mean? When they hear this, I want you to understand that, you know, it ain't nothing personal, but, you know, and your worst nightmare is what it is. Two dope artists coming together, killing everything that, you know, is thrown at us.
Everything moving.
You know what I mean? But we love y'all. We still love y'all, but, you know, if they know what I mean.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Most definitely. It's not aimed at nobody, but the most definite is letting the gang know that, man, you kind of get these buses up out the way. You feel me? You do some real
good.
Shout out to everybody that fucking.
You got to do that from time to time. I had to recently do that with one of these podcasts out there. Every few years I get one of them that they want to latch on and just like a parasite. You know what I mean? It's like you gotta fucking get rid of people from time to time. But, fellas, I appreciate you guys for bringing this project here. It was an honor to promote it. I want everybody to go get Your Worst Nightmare, Mr. G Mac 17. It's available right now. And if you want the physical copy, get at them. You know what I'm saying? Support whatever these guys do. We got one more song before we do get out of here, though. This one's called Know What I Mean. Tell us about this one, fellas.
Oh, yeah, we just going back and forth on it, produced by Local Star. Mac, you got anything you want to add, Mac?
No, man, you know What I Mean is a track that we put together, talking shit, you know what I mean, letting it be known, like, man, you know, set the game up, man. Get your bars together and, you know what I'm saying, and, let's do this. Let's go. You know what I mean? Like I said, it ain't aimed at nobody personally, but now it's just like, come on, man. Trying to get these buses out of the way and do what it is we came to do. You know?
Oh, yeah. We digging the graves for these weak-ass rappers, man. This is too much weak shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, too many people telling me all lyrics don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It's just too much. You know what I mean? Like, it's too much people with money that don't know how to rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, y'all, like go start a business or something, you know what I mean? But it's just too oversaturated. So, yeah, we just got to dig some graves for these weak-ass rappers, you know. Know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. make room for the real ones. That's why we don't have to go looking through all the shit to find the good stuff. You know what I'm saying? We got to get rid of all these fucking lames. But let's give it to them. We're out of here. Worst nightmare. Get it. Work.
Local Star. It's time to dig some graves and get these busters out of the way. You know all roads already been paid.
17. When we hit up the scene, we leave it squeaky clean. The forensic team can't find a thing. Know what I mean?
Know what I mean? Know what I mean?
Time to dig some graves and get these busters out of the way. You know all roads already been paid.
Max 17. When we hit up the scene, we leave it squeaky clean. The forensic team can't find a thing. Know what I mean?
I'm
what I mean? What I mean?
Right before the rooster, plotting with my shooter. Who's the next target? We knocking off the market, acting like we won't spark it. Light them up, green dot, test deposits. Got them dodging, crowd watching, crowd running. Real life, all action. Your life, all acted. Grammy winning house, nigga. We out on the field with the tools and we know how to use them. Better check yourself before we do it first. You're one step away from living in the dirt. Tricks like you get played daily. For the love of the thrill and them high ass feels. Are you for real or are you for fake? Do you have skin or the skills of a snake? That's not how we operate. We can go mold and can't be stopped. That's real talk. Better moonwalk. Better back back before we react. Mr. G. It's time to dig some graves and get these busters out of the way. You know all roads already been paid.
Max 17. When we hit up the scene, we leave it squeaky clean. The forensic team can't find a thing. Know what I mean?
Know what I mean?
Know what I mean?
Time to dig some graves and get these busters out of the way. You know all roads already been paid.
Max 17. When we hit up the scene, we leave it squeaky clean. The forensic team can't find a thing. Know what I mean?
Know what I mean? Hustling around the clock and knocking all of these suckers off. No, I'm not taking a loss. Since the beginning, been winning at any cost. I'm doing whatever these haters not, and I gotta give it all that I got. Every day I'm thinking of a different plot. I can't never stop definition of boss. Anything else, I'ma call it irrelevant. Never been tripping off broke people meddling, thinking they doing, they acting all arrogant. Me against you, it ain't no real comparison. You know my regimen. Guess I'm a specialist. Getting these busters to exit is evident. Want me to fail something that they be fetishing. Now I'ma give them a taste of their medicine. It's not a secret, I'm sicker. Like mixing up them drunken like liquors. Why are they saying they don't like the mister? Now they got me turning to a ditch digger. Cause I don't have the time for no play. Keep on playing around, you're for show pay. Y'all be chopping these niggas like AK. Gotta get these fools up out of my way.
It's time to dig some graves and get these busters out of the way. You know all roads already been paid.
Max 17. When we hit up the scene, we leave it squeaky clean. The forensic team can't find a thing. Know what I mean?
Know what I mean?
Know what I mean?
Time to dig some graves and get these busters out of the way. You know all roads already been paid.
Max 17. When we hit up the scene, we leave it squeaky clean. The forensic team can't find a thing. Know what I mean?
Know what I mean?